Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Hi, Gina. My name is Nikita Andrews.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking. And are you calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm you have not signed any documents retaining an attorney?
Yes.
Okay. And then, who is this claim on behalf of, yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
A brain tumor, meningioma, stage 1.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear you were diagnosed with meningioma. And then you mentioned brain tumor. Where was it located in your body?
My brain, the back of my head.
Thank you. Sorry, I know some of these questions will be a bit repetitive, so bear with me.
Okay.
And when were you diagnosed with meningioma of the brain?
You said when?
Mm-hmm.
September 21st, 2020.
Yes. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
December 23rd, 1983.
Okay. I have December 23rd, 1983.
Correct.
Okay. And then do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay, thank you. And did you receive a Depo Provera pill or a Depo Provera shot?
The shot.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I did. Depo Provera by Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. And how many years was Depo Provera used?
About 4 years and 3 months.
Okay. And then can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis within 1 year?
I had about 18.
Okay. And you were injected about 18 times?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then within 1 year, you had at least 4 injections before your diagnosis. Is that something you can confirm?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And then, do you recall approximately how many weeks it was between each injection?
About 12 weeks, 3 months. About 3 months.
Thank you. And then, did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present date?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. 2013 to 2017.
2013 to 2017. Do you recall, was it the beginning of the year, end of the year, middle of the year in 2013 that you started taking Depo?
I started the beginning of the year in 2013, mm-hmm. and then I ended mid-year 2017.
Okay, thank you. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then, what is your marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And then, I have your first name spelled Nekeitha. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then, I have your last names Andrews.
That's correct.
Thank you. And then, I have an email address here, your first name, last name at gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the phone we're speaking on, I have it down as 214-448-0404. Is this correct?
Yes.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Cell phone?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
500 West Cartwright Road. That's Cartwright, mm-hmm. Road. It's in Balch Springs, Balch Springs, T Texas.
Okay.
75180.
Okay. Thank you. And that's 500 West Cartwright Road, Bulk Springs, Texas. 75180.
Yes, and my apartment number is 1511.
Okay. Thank you. Apartment 1511. And then we use Google Maps to auto-populate the address. It's populating the city as Mesquite. Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing, yes, ma'am. They're on the same line, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then was Depo Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
By a doctor.
Okay. And where, what were the locations of where the Depo Provera was injected into your body?
My butt and my lower back.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Jason Albers. It's A-L-B-E-R-S.
Okay. And where did Dr. Jason Albers practice out of?
Medical City, Arlington.
Arlington. Okay. Okay. And Arlington, Texas on Matlock Road?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And then just copying over the address. Was Dr. Jason Albers the doctor who also prescribed you the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And were you prescribed the contraceptive Depo Provera within the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And have you used any hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
Thank you. Okay. And then what was the pharmacy where the Depo Provera was picked up at, if it was separate from Medical City Arlington?
CVS in Bulk Springs.
Okay.
The one on Elam Road.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I see it as 11820 Elam Road.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And when did you discover that your meningioma was related to the use of Depo Provera? To the best of your memory.
So I started having side effects in August of 2020, mm-hmm. and then this one I went and got it checked out.
Okay.
To see what was going on.
Okay. August of 2020. And were you diagnosed in the United States?
I was.
Okay. And then what state were you diagnosed in?
Texas.
Thank you. And then what was the method of diagnosis for your meningioma, CT scan, MRI, both, or other?
I had MRI, I had a biopsy, and blood test.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what was the doctor that diagnosed you?
That doctor's name was Dr. Steve Perkins.
Okay, and where did Dr. Steve Perkins practice out of?
Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in Irving. That's in Texas.
Okay. Medical Center, Irving, Texas.
Yes.
Okay. And they're on North MacArthur Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what was Dr. Steve Perkins's specialty?
He's an oncologist.
Thank you. And did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I had brain surgery to remove the tumor. I was on steroids, and then they just monitored me.
Okay. Monitoring. Okay. And was treatment done at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in Irving?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that treated you? Was it Steve Perkins or was there another doctor?
No, it was Dr. Steve Perkins.
Okay. 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 And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. And to the best of your memory, what were the dates that you were hospitalized?
From October, I had the surgery on October 10th, 2020. Mm-hmm. And I want to say I was in the hospital for about 8 to 9 days after that.
Okay. So from October 10th of 2020 to about October 19th of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is just a guess because I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and medical records will show the exact dates. The attorneys just asked for the dates to the best of your memory. And prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you ever exposed to radiation?
No.
And have you ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. And then you mentioned that you first started having symptoms related to your meningioma diagnosis. Was that in August, you mentioned?
Yes.
August of 2020?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
They're at the hospital. You guys could probably get them from the doctor because I don't have them.
Okay. And do you have access to your MyChart login?
I don't. And then I'm currently, that's why it was so hard for them for you guys to contact me. I'm out of state.
Okay.
For a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yes. Got it. Okay. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No, ma'am, not off the top of my head.
That's okay. 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 And then this phone number that ends in 0404 is the best number to reach you?
Yes.
Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. For that form, the attorneys will request medical records. They will need... Yeah, they should have no problem requesting medical records. For that form, the form requires your social. What is your social?
Yeah. I don't want to give my social over the phone like this. Can I give you the last four?
Yeah, absolutely. Just be aware the attorneys may ask for your last four when they do case verification.
Okay, that's fine. 2740.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, and then you'll also see the attorney's retainer agreement. They work solely on contingency basis, which means you never pay them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid
okay.
is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. The individual that files gets 60%, the attorneys get 40%, and if they're unable to recover any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any fees, you don't have to pay them any money for their time and their effort. Nothing comes out of your pocket.
Okay.
Ever. Okay, and then just to verify, let me make sure I have your address down as 500 West Cartwright Road, the city that's pulling up, Mesquite, Texas, 75180, and then it's apartment 1511.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then I have that you were diagnosed with meningioma of the brain September 21st of 2020. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have your date of birth as December 23rd, 1983.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send over those documents. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the phone in case
okay.
you have any questions or need any assistance.
I see the text.
Okay, perfect.
I see the text and I put the link.
Uh-huh. And then you might have to press yes or allowed to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
And then your name is spelt right, correct?
It is.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'm done with this.
Okay. Okay, yep, just got that back. You'll also receive an additional email with the completed documents that you can save for your record. The law firm
okay.
that will be representing you, Ben Martin Law Group, their name and contact information is in those documents. But I will also
okay.
send you a text with their client call-in number. Before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect. While the attorneys
okay.
are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. I also may be giving you a call back in the next couple hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you over to them
okay.
directly and to introduce you to them. The law firm may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's all part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms so that they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, please be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. And since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from the law firm within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Again, I'll send
okay.
you a text with their name and their number, so you have that in your phone. And can you confirm that you'll be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yes, and if I'm not, I'll just have them call me back at a time that's good for me. As I was
yes.
saying, I am out of state right now.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. And if you miss their call, they'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. So you can
okay,
always
perfect.
Reach back out to them. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm sorry you went through all of this because of Depo Provera, and I hope you have a great
Thank
rest
you.
Of your day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.